This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Jonathan Jones, CBS, have each mocked the same guys to the Steelers, in recent days, Doran. And that is Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver, the freak out of LSU. Just a quick scouting report here and statistical analysis of Brian Thomas Jr., Doran. 1,200 yards roughly last year, 17 touchdowns, 6'3", 4.33 40-yard dash. Guys who are 6'1 ain't supposed to run 4.33, dude.
No.
All right, let's just get this out of the way real quick. Love the player. Hate the idea of drafting a first-round wide receiver. Despise it, in fact. Would be, of all the things they could do, when we're hosting our wonderful draft coverage on 93.7 The Fan on Thursday night next week, of all the things they could do, that's the one that would piss me off the most. Is taking a receiver, any receiver, 20th overall. Because you can get a good receiver in the second round. You could get, in this year's draft, a good receiver in the third round. Are they going to be as good as Brian Thomas Jr.? No. But are they going to be good? Yes. And if you wait on an offensive tackle, you're not going to get one. Like Dane Brugler from The Athletic, who writes that beast, he said teams that don't draft an offensive tackle in the first round will not love their options on day two. So take a tackle first, and then get a receiver later on.
I mean, I don't hate the receiver thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm starting to come around to it
a little bit.
I am a little bit. I mean, especially if they don't make a trade. I mean, you got to figure they have their tackle. Like we talk about it, whether you like it or not, they have a tackle that they think can start in Denmore Jr. You could probably get a center in the second. I think that even Zach Frazier will be there in the second. I said this yesterday. Okay, like if you traded for Ayuk, that as a defensive coordinator is going to change things. I'm not going to double George Pickens. If you draft a receiver in the second or third round, they could be good, but you're not going to fear them. If you draft Brian Thomas with the 20th overall pick, that changes a lot.
You have to fear him.
That changes a lot. That changes. I mean,
from that standpoint, I do get it. Not the tackle thing, because I know they believe in Dan Moore Jr. I just simply don't, and I won't. I know what the trickle-down effect would be on the offense if you drafted Brian Thomas Jr., and it would be good. It would be good. George Pickens would have more room to operate. Both guys are massive deep threats. Both guys touchdown catchers. And then your running game all of a sudden can build off of that, and your play-action game. I do get all that. But to me, they've got so many needs that I need to, if I'm Omar Khan, weigh the pros and the cons and what I might lose out on if I get Brian Thomas Jr. Because your point is a good one. If you get Brian Thomas Jr. at 20, there's still a good shot you're getting a center in the second round. You could trade up, make something happen, see who falls. You know, Barton from Duke is sliding up draft boards. JPJ is sliding back. Zach Frazier, there seems to be some conflicting reports on where he might be. One of the two of the latter mentioned guys are probably going to be there in the second round. Your tackles won't be. So if you take Brian Thomas, it'll probably be him in a center. If you take a tackle first and then a center, I feel pretty good about still getting a good wide receiver in the third. That's what I'm saying.
Let's be as honest as we can be right now. Let's think that we're working for the Pittsburgh Steelers and we're running things.
That's how I always feel, yeah.
What truly is the biggest need? Truly. Like, not what we want, not what we think, but what is the biggest need of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because I know what it is in my mind. What do you think the biggest need, the real biggest need?
I'll cover my bases here. I'll broaden it out. Offensive line. Center and tackle. One or the other.
You think tackle is the biggest, one of the biggest needs?
Yes.
Wow.
Especially given the two quarterbacks they have on their roster who take sacks anyway. And if it's Russell Wilson who's taken a million sacks the last 2 years and my blind side is protected by Dan Moore Jr., I think the propensity for sack, fumbles, turnovers, drive stalling out goes up through the roof.
Who's he going to throw to?
Tight end. But that's what I'm saying is you'll have a receiver in the third round.
A receiver, exactly.
But I think a good one. I said yesterday, when you're going into the draft without a number two receiver, or maybe not a number one receiver because you trade Deontay, you're betting on a guy that's not a sure thing. To your point, Brian Thomas Jr. is more of a sure thing than a guy you would get in the third round. I get that. But can you count on a rookie receiver in a historically deep receiver draft to be a viable option on day one? I do think the answer is yes. And if Dan Moore Jr. is my starting left tackle with those two quarterbacks, I think we're in a bad way. A bad way.
I think the biggest need is wide receiver.
Well, you're not alone on that. An NFL writer for NFL.com says there's one Steeler that needs his team to get some help in the upcoming draft. Who is the player? I'll give you a hint. It is a wide receiver.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
A writer for NFL.com listed George Pickens as one of the five receivers in the NFL, Doran, that needs the most help. And there is deep statistical analysis here. Just bear with me for a second. She wrote, Pickens has struggled to consistently create separation on his own. Per Next Gen stats, he averaged just 2.3 yards of separation per target in 2023, which ranked third lowest among wide receivers with 75-plus targets. It would highly benefit Pickens if the Steelers added a technically sound wideout to play on the opposite side of him, end quote. And that's what you're saying. You said you think receiver's their biggest need. And there's an NFL insider there saying that she agrees. Now, the writer also mentioned Roman Wilson, the wide receiver out of Michigan, as a potential second-round option there, or maybe an early third-round option. That's the route that I would want to go. I agree it's a need, and a big need, and it's a big need because of George Pickens. But I just think you can have it both ways. Tackle first, wide receiver later. If you take a wide receiver early, you have married yourself to Dan Moore Jr. as your left tackle for this year.
And I think that they're going to do that.
If they draft a receiver first overall, that's exactly what they're telling us, is that they feel comfortable with that guy.
She said a technically sound wide receiver. And that, to me, is like a Ladd McConkey-type wide receiver. Technically sound, will just run good routes, will create separation by the way he runs. You're going to try to tell me that they're going to go into this season and George Pickens is going to get double-teamed and he's going to work through that? Like, he needs somebody that's explosive on the other side. And I don't think a second or third round receiver would do that for this offense. It would have to be a trade, even a Cortland Sutton or Brandon Ayuk or the 20th receiver or 20th pick overall.
That's my real ideal circumstance.
Yeah.
Is they make a trade before the draft for a receiver. They use next year's second round pick to make the deal. You've augmented your receiver room. And now you have the first round pick, the second round pick, the third round pick, two third round picks to fix center, tackle, corner, maybe defensive lineman, or maybe you do draft another receiver. But you give yourself more options if you do trade for a receiver before the draft.
It's just really hard for me to believe that whenever the Deontay Johnson trade went down, that they didn't have a plan. And even if they had a plan and the plan didn't go as the way that they thought, that they didn't have a backup plan. Like, they have to have something in the works.
I think their plan was they thought they'd be able to make a deal. It hasn't transpired yet. And then short of that, they thought Mike Williams would be an option, and he winds up signing with the Jets.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.